Okay. Is there someone from the department?
I'm the toxicologist with the Board of Pesticides.
You come right up, ma'am. Mr. Cobbin, thank you very much.
Having said that, I don't know anything at all about the Harpswell ordinance.
Well, apparently there is somebody here that does, and we'll get to them in a minute.
I'm Lee Bell Hicks, and I'm the toxicologist with the Board of Pesticides Control. And I've been in that position for 27 years, so I was there when the Harpswell ordinance came through, but I don't have any idea what the issue is, what the question is.
Senator, go ahead.
So my question is, if a municipality is seeing an issue, so if we were to pass this legislation, if a municipality is seeing an issue with a pesticide and they're seeing effects of it in their community that are problematic, and they need that addressed, what is the process that they go through to reach out to the board and have them step in and
anybody
it.
In the state of Maine can actually petition the board to look at a particular issue, and that would, I would assume, would be the way that this would be done. So in other words, if Harpswell had a confirmed lobster die-off or something of that nature, they could bring that information to the board and make a case that it's the pesticide use that would cause that. Most of these die-offs and a lot of the current issues are multifactorial, so pesticides may be one part of it, but not the whole picture. But those are the kind of things we would review and put in front of the board.
So how long does it take the board to review them? I mean, if someone puts in, you know, some sort of complaint or issue in front of the board, how long before they're going to dig in and research that?
Yeah, we actually have a requirement to... refresh my memory. It's basically the if somebody petitions the board, which is what I would assume the town would do, then there's a timeline in which the board has to have a public hearing and create a response.
And that's but what happened is a that couple, timeline?
I do not know off the top of my head.
Senator DeChambeau.
Almost lost my train of thought. Some of that response you gave bothers me, and because you mentioned Harpswell experienced the lobster die-off.
Well, I don't know if that happened or not.
It was somewhat like that.
No,
something.
I don't know. I do know that it probably stems back to brown-tail moth and the treatments that were being done in the 1996-2006
area. Let's just suppose it had to do with some marine. Fish or clams or what have you. You know, rather than an individual or a group of individuals in a community petitioning a state board, I would have thought that someone in Marine Resources would have brought it to your attention and have some discussion.
Right. In that case, it would probably go through our enforcement group. In other words, if it was a pesticide misuse, then we have an enforcement group that go out and do an investigation. And when we have fish kills, we've never had a lobster kill that I know of, other than one case back a long time ago where a salmon pen was next to a lobster pound and the salmon got treated for sea lice and killed a lot of the lobsters. But in that type of a case, we would investigate it, and it would be a joint investigation with us and DMR. In other words, the other state agencies would be involved in that. But that's not the same as the ordinance question.
Okay. Others? Anyone else? Representative Madigan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We received testimony at the hearing that I believe the Pesticide Control Board has copies of the various towns that have pesticide ordinances.
Yes, it's actually on our website.
So if you received a copy of an ordinance from a town that was in violation of either state or federal law, I mean, would you then notify that town that they really ought to think about amending that provision of the ordinance?
We would, except for the fact that we have no regulatory authority right now to evaluate those ordinances. It's just basically the town comes up with them, they file them with us, and that's it.
So just a filing.
Right. It's a filing process at this point in time. The way the amendment reads, we would have a jurisdiction to actually evaluate the ordinances and compare them to our integrated pest management standards.
All right, but even with the amendment, the summary says this bill prohibits a municipality from adopting or continuing to enforce any ordinance or rule regarding the sale use of pesticides. That's without your blessing. So the amendment really doesn't go far enough. But my point of questioning is that wouldn't it benefit everybody if you were kind of a review authority, not to mandate anything on a municipality, but to let them know prior to final adoption of their ordinance that, hey, you really ought to reconsider this point or that point because of this federal law or this state law you would, you know, be in non-compliance with. I think that saves home rule, but it also alerts the municipalities that may not be aware of, like you are, of a specific statute that may, you know, cause a problem down the road from lawsuits and litigation and a lot of money. So
I'm going to defer that to the chair of our board, who is Devin Moore.
Oh, good. Thank you.